Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through Geico, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.
There is no fucking life hack.
Do it and do it and do it and do it.
That's the hack. The hack is gonna fucking suck. And that's what I realized. Life, that's why I wanted to come on here today. I didn't want to come on here and talk about no fucking passion and purpose and how to get the fuck out of bed and how to hit a fucking alarm clock and all this catchphrase bullshit. Because that wasn't how I lived. I woke up like every human being does and goes, fuck, man, I'm a fucking piece of shit today. How the hell is this going to work out for me? And you fight that. You don't override it. There's no override button. It's the conversation in your fucking, like, in your head. So how do you do that? We don't have enough of these conversations about the real conversation that every human being is having. And they have no idea how to get out of it, but they do. You gotta build your will.
You should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no. Wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
One of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero. And if you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them. And the difficult part of the lonely chapter is that the Rocky cutscene lasts 90 seconds in the movie and lasts 5 years in reality.
There's purity in physical pursuits, right? Because it doesn't matter what your social status is. It doesn't matter how people perceive you. When it comes down to how long can you stay in that pool, when it comes down to how far can you run, when it comes down to how much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit, how far can you keep going, there's a purity in that, that it dissolves social order, all that bullshit, all the what people think about you goes out the window. It's what who are you right now?
That's right.
Who are you right now?
Those days when I'm tired or worn out, I go anyways. I get it done. Even if I'm just going through the motions, I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah. I get up and get out of bed.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
Nothing without discipline. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
I mean, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. That is a great quote.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, you can be successful in anything.
What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
I always equated training to mental toughening. Like, it always looked brutal. People waking up early and doing all these things, and it looked horrible. I was like, wow, man, I got to start doing that. Not to get better, bigger, and stronger, but that is what's going to build me. That looks uncomfortable. That looks brutal. And getting up early, I don't want to do that. So I made this long list of things I don't want to do. And through that, I found myself. I started, I'm like, you guys aren't doing this shit in high school. You guys aren't getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning running over here in this golf course. So I started seeing myself very differently than the average human being. I was like, hang on a second. I have something they don't have. And that's when I started to develop these things through working out. It was this great never-ending work ethic. And through work ethic, I developed self-esteem.
Everyone should come to the realization that you are in complete and total control.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Of how cool or how shit your life ends up being. It's kind of up to you, man, right? You got to play your cards right. So when I say eventually you're going to come to a realization that your life is in your own control, you should try to come to that realization as soon as fucking possible. Because if you get a grasp on that too late in life, then that's not a realization of fucking untapped potential. That's a realization of regret.
Well, where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your missus says stay in
That's
bed.
It.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy. It. You've got it. Work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I fucking thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
In today's day and age where everyone is blue pill, etc., it's not going to be easy. I'm not lying to you guys. It's going to be very difficult because a lot of people are fucking, a lot of guys are just Simpson losers and they want to be comfortable. But once you chase comfort, that's when the L's begin. I really do genuinely think that guys should focus on going to the gym, improving their look, whitening their teeth, take care of themselves, keeping their skin clear, drinking enough water, living a healthy lifestyle, because look good, feel good, right? And you should take that mindset with everything you do in life. But a lot of times, guys, when you have negative people in your life, they're going to fucking stop you. When I was going to the gym and I was really focusing on like building my physique up, especially in my 20s, oh, bro, you go to the gym too much. Oh, bro, one day missing the gym isn't going to kill you. Oh, why do you eat like that? Oh, wow, you're so boring. Chicken and rice again, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if I had listened to that, oh, you know what? Nah, let me give it. Let me go hang out with the boys. Oh, you know what? Let me go drink, blah, 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 blah. No, because I wouldn't be where I'm at right now had I followed that shit. I would have been like them. And I want you guys to also understand, too, once you start becoming successful or you start adopting habits that successful people adapt, right? The first thing your friends are going to do or people around you is going to say, oh, you changed.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you doing this? Oh, you think you're better than us? These are all the phrases that you're going to hear. And I need you guys to understand the reason why they're saying that is because what you're doing is you changing and you wanting better puts a spotlight on their inadequacies.
Bam.
And that spotlight hurts. They don't want that spotlight. So they're trying to drag you, you know, back into the darkness with them so that spotlight isn't with them. Because you choosing to change, because you're just like them a lot of times, same hometown, same upbringing to a degree, same background, all this shit, but you're choosing something different. That makes them feel uncomfortable. Because then they know in the back of their mind, wait, he's doing it? Shit. Well, I'm going to have to change too if he's going to keep hanging out with me. Nah, I like him fat and a loser and like stupid. Let me drag him back. Because I don't like the spotlight on
him.
Nah, fuck that shit.
I can't get a break in life. I hate that damn mentality, but I can't get a break. You aren't given any breaks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life. While my test is different than yours, you will be tested. And how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding. Stay hard.